know exactly who I am.
I'm not saying your name.
You sure?
And I'll be glad to...
Say my name.
Maybe I should try listening.
That's right. Now, say my name.
It's Matt Cool!
You're goddamn right.
And welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon, right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our good friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read news wrestling website on the planet. My name is Matt Coon. Just got done watching Raw. Just thought all day, kind of, about the fallout for the Hell in a Cell. Gonna talk about all that. Also, what it means to be a fan. What rights do we have? What are we entitled to do? And lastly, why watch Raw? All that and less today on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon. Well, I'm going to get right to it. Yesterday, we saw the finish for Hell in a Cell. And, of course, we did the whole show yesterday saying it was a DQ. Apparently, it wasn't a DQ, even though any indicator was that it was a DQ. Apparently, the ref said they cannot continue, which was a weird thing to say at the minute after someone hit a sledgehammer. It was just more bullshit. And the reaction day online was pretty widespread, mostly negative. There were a few people who were just like, let the story happen. Let it happen. Let the story run its course. Motherfuckers, I've been watching Hell in a Cell for like 20 years. At no time, at any point, was there anything like this. We had a match now supposedly called because he couldn't continue, but he sprung back to life. And we saw a motherfucker named Mick Foley get thrown off the top of the cage, climb back up the fucking cage, go through the cage, and the match wasn't called. So don't tell me to let the story play out. The story, I guess, the way it's supposed to be, is that Seth Rollins was treated like a bitch for like a month, and he couldn't defeat The Fiend, so he gave him curb stomp after curb stomp after curb stomp after curb stomp, and then, for some reason, hitting him with a toolbox helped. He piled all this shit on top of him. He hit him with a sledgehammer. I guess the Seth Rollins character had reached the breaking point. This was it. He had found that thing inside of him. And so logically, that cost his opponent his title shot. I am never one of these fans who is a total idiot who's going to call another fan a mark. Like if a wrestler wants to say it, someone in the wrestling business wants to say it, they're entitled to. But a fan who calls another fan a mark is not only just an idiot, but is also really the truest form of the word mark. But there's got to be another word for it, because if you're going to accept this as something that's okay with you, that you're like, okay, bring it on. This is a great story. This is a great storytelling. Such great storytelling, by the way, that on Raw tonight, the WWE didn't mention it for 2 hours and 45 minutes. Did not mention Seth Rollins. Did not mention The Fiend. Did not mention the match. And then when they did, they didn't really say anything that happened. Because they know it was a disaster. Now, something happened today that was interesting, and I made a little video about it that I posted on Twitter, but we're going to address it here today. Sometimes people in the wrestling industry, they do this thing where they say, hey, if you don't like it, why do you watch? Or they even ridicule you. Oh, these people complaining, but they're going to watch Raw the next night. Motherfuckers, we are fans. We are fans of wrestling. Like I said yesterday, if there are people that have watched the Cubs for 100 years, 100 years in between championships, when Disney bought fucking Star Wars, did you hear all that shit that went down? Have you gone in the loop as to what people think about the Justice League movies? What about when fucking Spider-Man left the MCU for a minute? Did you see all that shit? Wrestling is not fucking unique in this. Fans follow shit, and fans want it to be good, and fans are invested as to whether it's good or not. And people who are in the industry should be grateful for those fucking fans. Because the last thing you want The last thing you want is for a fan to walk away. And let me tell you, people in the industry, ex-wrestlers, wrestlers, people in the companies, when you start pulling this shit like, well, if you don't like it, you can walk away. People are going to start walking away. That's not what you want, because what you're doing is you're thinking we're just people who are bitching. You're trying to call our bluff. But there's no bluff to be called. We just want the shit to be good because we're fans, just like a proud Cubs fan in 1984, just like a Justice League DC fan in 2019 that desperately wants a good movie to be made about their shit. We are no different, but there's something about the wrestling industry, something about ex-wrestlers and people in the industry, the way they talk down to fans, they think they're entitled to lecture us about what we like and what we don't like, and that if we raise a complaint, we should just stop fucking watching because we're a bunch of bitches. Guys, that's not fair to us fans. We are fans, and we deserve to be treated with a little bit more respect than that. I'm not saying I represent every fan, but I am a fan of wrestling, and if I fucking say something sucks or doesn't make sense or was bullshit, and I actually care enough about your fucking industry to spout my view off, then instead of fucking saying, here's these fucking fans again, what the fuck, they don't know shit about our industry, maybe you should listen, because we're the people who are passionate about your product. We're the same ones who, when you guys have your moments and you stand up on in the middle of the ring and you say, we could not be here if not for each of you. Is that bullshit or is that real? I'm not saying that we all know anything. I'm not saying that we're all great. You know, we all think we can book. I'm not saying that our ideas are better. I'm just saying, let's dial back the fucking disrespect. And when 99.9% of people think that something was bullshit, maybe instead of trying to compartmentalize us fans like, hey, you guys don't know the fuck you're talking about, maybe you guys can say, hey, you know what? As an industry, as creative people, as people that care about the fans that sink money into this and sink time and years into this thing that they're invested in. And at the same time, you guys from the industry, it's the thing that you have sunk your passion into, your entire life into. And you should appreciate the fact that us fans are passionate about this and want it to be better. All right, I got that off my chest. All I'm saying is be a little bit more respectful of fans. We don't all criticize everything. I could list 50 things about the WWE that I like right now. And I keep saying this because I keep getting people who are stupid tweeting me saying I'm a WWE hater. Guys, I paid my money to go to fucking WrestleMania 6 times in a row with my son. I paid my money and my time to go to 4 SummerSlams in a row with my kid. We have traveled to all these fucking WrestleManias, and I'm not a rich motherfucker. I'm a guy who worked hard and earned my money. And my money is spent enjoying this pastime with my kid. And most of it, the vast majority of it, has been WWE. Not to mention, I've been watching it ever since I was a kid. I can tell you about the first time I saw Hulk Hogan come out and rescue Bob Backlund against the Samoans. I can tell you about the time Orndorff turned against Hulk Hogan, against King Kong Bundy and Big John Studd. These are things that are ingrained in my memory that are 30 years ago. I'm a wrestling fan, and I'm a WWE fan, and just because my team, one of my favorite teams, which happens to be the WWE, is on a downslope right now, and management sucks, and they've made some bad trades, and there's some weird off-season maneuvers, doesn't mean I am not a fan of the team. It means I want my team to do better. And the fact that I own ball caps and jerseys and baseball bats of this particular team, I've invested in a family tradition. My son and I are supporters of this team, no different than if you're a supporter of a football team or of a baseball team. But this team is the WWE. So if you're coming at me like I'm a hater, what you realize that you've done is you turn your fucking brain off because you're not hearing anything I've said, because you're painting me in a picture that I got to tell you is inaccurate, and you're making an assessment based on that inaccuracy. So to recap, the Hell in a Cell finish was bullshit. Fans who paid money to be there had a right to be upset. People like me who wasted 3 hours of our life watching that bullshit. The first hour was good. The second hour you know, was a little ridiculously bad. And then waiting for this match and waiting for the buildup, watching Raw, if you're not going to respect that as a company, we have every right to be upset about it. And our option isn't just turn it off or watch it. If we're invested fans, if you're the type of fans that you want, and you fellow WWE fans, if you want other fans with you who support what you like, then you respect our right to dissent. And don't try to label us because you're wrong and you're hurting the cause overall. That being said, I want to ask a simple question. Why watch Raw? Why? It's a 3-hour monolith. We know the way the draft's going to go. If you watch the intro credits of SmackDown, you see everybody who's going to SmackDown. Seth Rollins, The New Day, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, everybody they won over on SmackDown is going to be on SmackDown. Raw's going to be the B-show, and it's going to be a 3-hour B-show. They're not putting any kind of focus on that show. NXT's going to be kick-ass. AEW is going to be kick-ass. SmackDown's going to have all the stars. Raw's going to be a 3-hour monolith, a symbol, a monument to the past of what was. And as I predicted, when NXT got moved over to Wednesdays, Wednesday's the cool night to watch wrestling. Raw ain't going to be. And as of now, unless there's some kind of demand for me to do a watch-along or for me to cover it, or unless it gets super compelling again, Raw, it's been a nice time, but I'm out. But I'll tell you one thing I'm not out of, and that is total engagements, because we are doing this every single day. Every single day, little tiny episodes, sometimes longer, but usually little tiny episodes of total engagement, your daily dose from one fan. And I appreciate all you guys saying that I'm someone who represents the fan, or I'm the new IWC leader. I'm not. I'm just a fan just like you guys. We all can get together when we go to shows, hang out and talk. Interact with me on Twitter at Matt Coon Music, at Total Engage Show. One fan to another fan. Let's all go through this journey together. It's an exciting time to be a wrestling fan. And even with what happened to SmackDown, and even with what happened to Hell in a Cell, and even with that frighteningly boring Raw tonight, which I believe they're trying to play as a lame duck episode, you know, that's how they're going to blame it. Even with all that, there's tons exciting going on in wrestling now. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. Stay on that journey with me, Matt Coon, here on Total Engagement.